I assume you're probably pretty familiar with federal courts, with district courts, with state courts. There's a variety of different courthouses and courts that you could, you know, someday find yourself in front of. But most people probably haven't heard of administrative law courts. These are things that exist within the executive branch, not the judicial branch at all. And they operate kind of under their own rules. Rules that some say, including my guest today, really, really need to change. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Stone Washington. He is a research fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute at CEI, and he joins us now to talk about his forthcoming paper, Conflict of Justice, Making the Case for Administrative Law Court Reform. Stone, thanks for taking some time with us, and welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much, Eric, for having me. Happy to be on.
Happy to have you here, Stone. Look, as I said, I think people are pretty familiar with the legislative. We've got the legislative branch, you get the executive branch, you get the judicial branch. These things are like weird courts that exist not in the judicial branch, but inside the executive branch. Tell us about like what are these administrative law courts and where did they come from?
These administrative law courts, just to kind of set the stage, they are most certainly not judicial branch courts. So they're not Article III. They are basically an outgrowth of select executive branch and independent agencies. There's about 34 of these administrative law courts scattered throughout the large federal bureaucracy. Many executive branch agencies, sub-agencies, and then even independent agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, have these courts. And basically, Congress embedded these courts within the governing statute of each agency whenever Congress actually created the agency. And the hope was that they would just basically endow these executive branch and independent agencies with their own powers, their own judicial powers. But what my paper is exposing, me and my colleague Ryan Young, what we're exposing is that agency courts haven't lived up to the expectations that Congress had hoped to realize, because a lot of these courts are burdened, these administrative law courts are burdened themselves. They are very, they lack transparency. They stack the deck against a regular litigant because the agency basically controls every aspect of the court. They appoint the judge. They create the rules for procedure. They don't, a lot of times they don't allow a jury, so they deny you a Seventh Amendment right. If a person who's litigating against the agency wins at a lower level, they often have to face the commissioners of that agency or another appeals court within the agency. So the deck is very stacked against the person to actually win.
As you said there, I just want to underline this point. Like, if you end up in front of one of these courts because of some conflict with a federal executive agency, you're basically in a situation where the prosecutor and the judge are working for the same team. They both represent the agency that you're in a conflict with.
Yes, exactly. And that's very problematic, too. We even point to a specific instance with the SEC's court where the SEC was actually founded to have exchanged, I think it was the prosecutorial staff within the Division of Enforcement actually exchanged notes with the administrative law judge and their clerk. And of course, the SEC claimed that they have like a strong role of separation between the judge and the prosecutor of the agency, but that example clearly exposed that as being erroneous, and of course it just made it even increasingly difficult for a person suing the SEC or being sued by the SEC to have a chance of winning their case. And it's very, a very dangerous precedent that these agency courts are setting, because not only do they have this lack of separation between judge and prosecutor, they also blend a lot of constitutional powers. Like they're quasi-judicial, but they also have legislative and executive functions. A legislative function being that sometimes agencies can decide where to process their case, whether in-house or in an Article III court, and a regular person can't really have a say in that.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that really underlines why the separation of powers is so important. And that SEC case you mentioned, I mean, that's a serious scandal. I think it's kind of flown under the radar a little bit. I just wrote about it in the last month's edition of Reason Magazine, so folks can check it out there in the print magazine or at Reason.com. Lots of gory details there that we don't have time to get into right now. We're talking with Stone Washington. He's a research fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, talking about administrative law courts and the ways in which they just sort of scramble some of this important separation of powers stuff. Stone, just about a minute or so left here, so quickly give me some ideas for fixing this mess. I mean, is this just, does Congress have to get involved here?
Yes. What me and my colleague Ryan Young propose in terms of reform is that while it's good that the Supreme Court is taking more notice of these administrative law courts, and we're having a number of judicial victories to kind of minimize these powers, like we've seen in the recent Axon versus FTC opinion in April 2023. Well, that's good. We need actually some legislative reform, and we need Congress to take some steps to curtail these ALCs. And so what we're saying in our paper is that we should basically abolish administrative law courts as they exist within the executive branch and outsource the brain power or the manpower of these ALJs, administrative law judges, into the judicial branch. The circuit judges would appoint each of the administrative law judges and assign them to a specific court, and that would basically kind of cut out any unfairness with, like, say, like the president appointing every new administrative law judge, because you could say that, you know, they're just stacking the deck to favor a certain political party. Let's just have the judges themselves appoint these administrative law judges, because these administrative law judges will basically be subservient to the existing circuit courts and the district courts.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. That seems to deal with some of the constitutional issues here. You wouldn't have prosecutors and judges on the same team anymore. Get the judges out of the executive branch, move them over where they properly belong in the judicial branch. Important stuff here, Stone. Thank you so much for taking some time with us.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me.
And again, that is Stone Washington. He's a research fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. You can find his work and the rest of CEI's fine work online at cei.org, including read more about this important topic. Check us out online at reason.com. And for Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.